It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker. Rob Ferret is out this week. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank joins us to talk about the state budget and proposed changes to tenure. First, in one of the most highly anticipated decisions in some time, the United States Supreme Court has sided with the Obama administration, upholding a key part of the Affordable Care Act. In a 6-3 decision, the court said the federal government can give subsidies to those participating in both federal and state exchanges. The case represents the second time the court has backed the health care law, and our next guest says that's great news for Wisconsin. Robert Craig is here with us now to talk about that decision. He's the executive director of Citizens Action of Wisconsin. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
I want to start by taking a listen to what President Obama had to say this morning regarding that decision.
And today, after more than 50 votes in Congress to repeal or weaken this law, after a presidential election based in part on preserving or repealing this law, after multiple challenges to this law before the Supreme Court, the Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
President, sounding pretty secure there as he makes some remarks this morning. Robert, considering all the twists and turns that we've taken to get here, how significant is today's ruling for the president's signature law?
Very significant, because this, if this ruling had gone the other way, it would have yanked health care coverage away from millions of people and 184,000 people in Wisconsin. This particular legal case came as a surprise. So we thought the legal issues had been resolved a couple of years ago with the first Supreme Court ruling. It seems like, unless there's something unanticipated, that the whole legal strategy here of conservatives to undermine and sabotage the law is at an end. And the only real thing to look forward to is if the 2016 election turns out to have full Republican control in Congress. That seems to be the last hurdle for this health care reform law.
Well, to look at the core of what this case was about, subsidies were at the heart of King versus Burwell. What exactly was being challenged here by critics of the law? What was the language that they were taking issue with?
Well, some folks at a right-wing think tank, the Cato Institute, thought they found a drafting error where there's some language that refers to state-created marketplaces and not federal. Most states have chosen to go the route of having the federal government set up the marketplace. The issue there was that a state like Wisconsin that had a federal marketplace, everyone on the new marketplace would have lost their subsidies if the court had gone the other way. So we're talking about 184,000 people, a lot of them with pre-existing conditions, a lot of them without good insurance at work, working for small businesses, or people who are forced off voucher care, like Governor Walker, would have lost their affordable health coverage. And if you look at Wisconsin, the whole country, that would have been absolutely devastating. The problem is it makes no sense. Congress didn't intend it. No state, when they chose to set up a federal marketplace rather than a state one, thought they were making that decision. And as Justice Roberts said the day in the decision, it would have devastated the entire health insurance market nationally as well, which could not have been the intent. And so basically the majority, including two conservatives, Kennedy and Roberts, decided that the lawsuit made no sense and you couldn't make sense of what Congress did and believe this interpretation. So it's really important because some people thought they'd leave it vague and leave it to the next president, leave it to the IRS to interpret. This says that the subsidies go to everyone in every state, whether their state created its own marketplace or participated in the federal marketplace. So this is a resounding decision.
It was interesting because some people saw drafting error, and in that error, some people said, well, maybe you can look at the intent of the law, but you could also argue that this was something that was intended to incentivize states.
Those were all kind of after-the-fact arguments, because you may remember when we in Wisconsin argued for a Wisconsin state exchange and lost that debate with Governor Walker, but no one at the time said we'd be giving up subsidies. In fact, if we healthcare advocates in the state of Wisconsin thought that, we would have made that argument at the time. So it's something that's completely created in the case that was never thought by Congress, never thought by any governor or state legislature when they were making that decision.
So there were six justices who supported, three dissenting. Scalia had quite a lot to say about this, and some of his stuff was actually apparently raised some eyebrows. People thought it was a little funny. What did Scalia say?
Well, Scalia, it's interesting because he has in the past taken the position that intent of Congress is most important, not how a bill is actually drafted. But he seems He seems to want to undermine the Affordable Care Act at any point. There are a lot of people who are concerned that even though he does have a lot of legal credentials, he's becoming a very political justice. And so he is essentially saying that the other conservative justices, along with the moderates and liberals on the court, are kind of making the law rational when it wasn't. And so they should have just thrown out the subsidies and thrown it back to Congress based on that drafting error. I don't think that's reasonable, and that's certainly not the way the courts in general have looked at laws. They look at it very important. In fact, many justices believe, and legal scholars, that you have to look at the intent of a law, not just how you could construct various pieces of language in a 1,000-page bill.
And he sort of also pointed out that the Supreme Court had backed the Affordable Care Act before. I think he has at one point said that we should be calling it SCOTUS care. So some interesting things going on of today's decision. We're talking with Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin, talking about his perspective on today's Supreme Court ruling in favor of the Affordable Care Act. And speaking of Wisconsin, again, a state that opted to use the federal exchange as opposed to setting up a state-specific exchange. Had this gone the other way, what do you think would have happened, both in Wisconsin and other states like Wisconsin? How big a deal would that have been?
Well, it's interesting you would ask, because there are a lot of people beginning to believe this would have been a political nightmare for governors like Scott Walker and for conservative members of Congress, because it would have been on them to deny health care to their own constituents. And so Governor Walker had been taking this position that he would do nothing. It's a congressional problem. It's a president's problem. He wrote an op-ed yesterday about that, saying it's all the president's fault and he wouldn't do anything. It would have, most people believe a governor would have a responsibility to deal with a disaster such as that, especially when there are easy solutions the state could take. But it's now not on his plate now that the Supreme Court has upheld the law. I think it would have reset the whole health care debate. We would have really understood when people lost their health coverage why we need health care reform in the first place. But even not facing that disaster, I think this whole run-up, this whole year of discussion of this case has actually changed the health care debate and has helped remind people why we need health care reform in the first place, why there needs to be a place for anyone to get affordable health care who needs it no matter what, that can't be taken away no matter what.
Do you think that politically some Republicans are relieved that this isn't something that has to be dealt with, the aftermath of a decision that would have gone their way?
I think that's absolutely the case. There's been a lot of press coverage about that the last month or two. It started in a trickle. We actually predicted in December that we thought this would be a political disaster for opponents of health care reform. So, yeah, there's a lot of speculation that even though Scott Walker came out today and called for further pushes to repeal the law, and even though Speaker Boehner was outspoken against the decision, that a number of conservative leaders and Republican leaders across the country are relieved they don't have to face a crisis and be put in a position of saying no to their own constituents and taking their health care away.
And yet, the Republicans saying this, they may need to fight harder. Do you see that?
Well, I wish that we could move beyond this. I think the president is right that the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land and we need to move forward and build on it. I'm very concerned that there are all sorts of additional improvements we need to make in the law and in our health care system. We have to get at cost. In Wisconsin, we need to accept the Badger Care money because there are a lot of low-income people being denied affordable coverage right now because of that decision. But instead of talking about how we build on the law.
We have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. It was Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action of Wisconsin, joined us to talk about his perspective on today's ruling in favor of the Affordable Care Act.